Good morning and welcome once again. It's time for our community connection. We have Senator Jim Inhofe on the line here with us. Senator, I understand you were up late last night.
I was up late. I was up late talking to the president last night because we have some things that are going on various appointments the president's making in the military. And since I chair the committee that is the Senate Armed Services Committee, that we talk about these things. The only difference is we have a president who never sleeps. I don't know when that guy sleeps. He just he goes on and on. And but I'll say this: he's on top of everything. Yeah, we talked about. We've got a couple of issues here I'd like to mention right now that are so current. One of them is what's happening on this bill that everyone's talking about. That this would be the fourth or the fifth go around on this thing. It depends on who's saying it. But that's something that we should. We're still looking at this coming week, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah. See, we only have one more week before the August recess, and so that's when this package has to come out, and I think it will. And then the other thing is, we're to get the Senate Armed Services Committee our bill. This is the annual bill. You and I have talked about this before. This mm-hmm. has happened every year for 60 years, and that is. The Defense Authorization Bill, and this is my bill since I'm chairman of that committee. And this is passed every year this is the 60th year this is passed. But what I'd like to do is make sure everyone knows, not only is it a good bill, but it has so many things in here for Oklahoma. So if I could just mention a few of those things.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, we have... down at Fort Sill, and people don't understand this, but there's a system that we tried to use, get in place for a long period of time. And you remember back when Bush the second was in, we had an artillery system that we were going to put in place, and he's the one who killed that. So it wasn't a Democrat, that was a Republican, and I was upset with him. But we now have the PIM, P-I-M, and this system. It's somewhat of an old system, but it's updated. So in this bill, we procure 30 artillery sets. Now that ties us in to saying this is going to be our artillery for the years to come. And that's a major thing. Not just the millions of dollars, but that's in Fort Sill in Oklahoma. And that ensures it to be the number one artillery place for the years to come. Then advanced up there, the T-7 that is going to replace the T-38 as a trainer. To remind our listeners, advanced, that's a primary training area. They've done a great job. Every time there's a BRAC round, they come out smelling like a rose. Then we have the vehicle that's been used to refuel aircraft for the last 60 years is the 134, the KC-135. And that served us well, but we have a new one now. It's the first new one in 60 years. It's a KC-46. All of the training will be done in Altus here in Oklahoma, and the maintenance is going to be done at Tinker here in Oklahoma. And then we have things that we've done with Oklahoma State University, University of Tulsa, OU, on the work that they're doing, the research work that they're doing, and that's all in this bill. So. This is something that is there to save America. And then let me mention a couple of things that this package that we're talking about is probably not going to pass. Oh, I don't think, Tom, it's going to, I'd say next week. Next week's the last week before a recess. So I think that's when it's going to happen. But there are some things that, first of all, we know that liability protection is going to be in there. It has to be there, even though the Trial Lawyers Association are going to be very much opposed to it. We're going to have the a continuation, a second round of the economic impact payments. Remember, we had talked, I think it's before you got there that long ago, we talked about the $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for a family, and $500 for with independents.
Yes.
And so that's going to be renewed. We're going to have the refundable employee retention credits for people. These are people who, or companies that have maintained the employment of these people who otherwise they would have to they would have to let go. And they're changing from 50% of the wages up to 65%. But the one thing that is in there that there's some people are not going to want to hear, and I think it's pretty well cast in stone. You know, there's just been this argument that they're saying, well, we are now have a system where people can be paid more for not working than working. Well, that's really kind of tied to the unemployment benefits, and that's because they had the unemployment benefits at $600. This recommendation is to bring that down to $200, so that would not be the case again. So that is, now these things are all cast in stone yet. They won't be until this next week, and it will be passed next week. But I thought I'd just share it with you guys just what it's looking like right now.
Well, you got a lot on your plate and a lot going on, and if the president keeps you up later on at night.
I know it, and it's kind of a joy. I know a lot of people don't like this guy, but you stop and think about the things that he has done that nobody gives him credit for.
True.
But, the biggest tax cut that we've had in a long period of time, regulatory relief. We're back in the energy business now. We were out of the energy business during the last administration. He's changed things like moving the embassy to Jerusalem, something we've all talked about, and nobody's actually done it. He's working on the wall down there. A lot of people criticize that, but that's where all the terrorists get through. And they're not going to get through, continue to get through. All the judges, not just Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, but we're now over 200 conservative judges that he's been able to get through. The WERDA bill, we're talking about infrastructure, and all these things are happening. And the most important thing to me is that he is rebuilding the military. And that's why we have this close relationship. People don't realize, I know that it sounds partisan, but it's not. During the last 5 years of the Obama administration, he cut the military by 25%. At the same time, China was increasing theirs by 83%. And so all these things this guy has done, in spite of that, that people don't like him, and I understand that. That's my message, and I'm looking forward to being back there with you. I enjoyed my visit there in Bartlesville last,
for the water signing bill. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a happy thing, too. So some good things are happening, all right?
Great things. All right, thank you very much, Senator. Appreciate it, and I want you to have yourself a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Tom, I'll do that.
All right, bye-bye.